Chapter 22. In 3 weeks, any member of the Senate or of Congress who wishes to inform himself on this reign of terror in Cuba can travel from one end of this island to the other and return competent to speak with absolute authority. No man, no matter what his prejudices may be, can make this journey and not go home convinced that it is his duty to try to stop this cruel waste of life and this wanton destruction of a beautiful country. A reign of terror sounds hysterical, but it is an exact and truthful descriptive phrase of the condition in Cuba. Insurgents and Spaniards alike are laying waste the land, and neither side shows any sign of giving up the struggle. But while the men are in the field fighting after their fashion for the independence of the island, the old men and the infirm and the women and children, who cannot help the cause or themselves, and who are destitute and starving and dying, have their eyes turned toward the great republic that lies only 80 miles away, and they are holding out their hands and asking, "How long, oh, Lord, how long?" Or if the members of the Senate and of Congress cannot visit Cuba, why will they not listen to those who have been there? Of 3 men who traveled over the island, seeking the facts concerning it, 2 correspondents and an interpreter, 2 of the 3 were for a time in Spanish hospitals, covered with smallpox. Of the 3, although we were together until they were taken ill, I was the only one who escaped contagion. If these other men should die, they die because they tried to find out the truth. Is it likely, having risked such a price for it, that they would lie about what they have seen? They could have invented stories of famine and disease in Havana. They need not have looked for the facts, where they were to be found, in the seaports and villages and fever camps. Why not listen to these men, or to Stephen Bonsai, of the New York Herald, in whom the late president showed his confidence, by appointing him to 2 diplomatic missions? Why not listen to C.E. Akers, of the London Times, and Harper's Weekly, who has held 2 commissions from the Queen? Why disregard a dozen other correspondents who are seeking the truth, and who urge in every letter which they write that their country should stop this destruction of a beautiful land and this butchery of harmless non-combatants? The matter lies at the door of Congress. Each day's delay means the death of hundreds of people, every hour sees fresh blood spilled, and more houses and more acres of crops sinking into ashes. A month's delay means the loss to this world of thousands of lives, the unchecked growth of terrible diseases, and the spreading devastation of a great plague. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.